USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fiona is now a hurricane as it bears down on Puerto Rico. Forecasters are calling for historic levels of rain, expected to produce landslides and heavy flooding. The storm comes as the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria is a couple of days away. More than 3,000 homes still have a blue tarp as a roof. Hurricane warnings have been up all weekend. Remnants of a typhoon slamming western Alaska, with reports of major flooding reported in coastal communities. Water continued to surge early Sunday, with levels expected to peak above high tide lines in several communities, according to the National Weather Service. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has declared a disaster for the region. Some 500 world leaders, including President Biden, are in London ahead of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral on Monday. That is prompting some unprecedented measures to keep everyone protected.
Security for Queen Elizabeth's funeral will be the most expensive single-day operation in UK history. The price tag to protect Monday's event is more than $7.5 million and is the largest policing operation the UK police have ever undertaken. London is combining the efforts of the British MI5 and MI6, Secret Service, Global Intelligence Bureaus, and local officers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden paid his respects to the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. He also signed the book of condolence. Meanwhile, a decision will be made on when the queue to file past the Queen's casket will be closed. Officials are advising people to stay at home to avoid disappointment. The wait is now down to at least 10 hours. At least one is dead following a strong 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan. Nine others had minor injuries, according to officials in that country. Most of the damage appeared to be north of the epicenter, which that country's Central Weather Bureau says is in the town of Xishang. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The remains of a sailor from Massachusetts who died when the USS Oklahoma was struck by multiple torpedoes during the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941 will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia on Monday. Electrician's mate, Third Class Roman Sadlowski of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was accounted for using advanced DNA among other analysis and evidence. About 15 family members are scheduled to attend the ceremony, which was delayed due to the pandemic. It's time for a curtain call for the longest-running show on Broadway.
The Phantom of the Opera will soon be no more on Broadway. A spokeswoman confirmed to the New York Times that the classic musical, Broadway's longest-running, will close in February after playing for 35 years in Majestic Theater. A reason for the cancellation was not immediately released by the show, but it had seen its grosses shrink since reopening last October amid pandemic concerns. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Woman King takes the North American box office throne this weekend. The film starring Viola Davis is about the all-female army of the Kingdom of Dahomey in 1800s West Africa. It has gotten glowing reviews since its debut at the Toronto Film Festival. And this weekend, an estimated $19 million in ticket sales. Final estimates due out on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.